Last week, we talked. Chris and I had a conversation about what favor looks like, and we did you somewhat of a disservice because we threw out something at the last 5 minutes of the service, and I didn't get a chance to really put any meat under it. We didn't really get the chance because we were closing the service. So I just thought I would touch on that, but really I want to ask you tonight, is Jesus first? And you may be saying, okay, first in what? First in you fill in the blank. When's the last time that you've taken an inventory of the different areas of your life and said, is Jesus really first there? Is Jesus really first? So I want to talk about that concept. The concept that God shows us in his word over in the book of Exodus, chapter 13. Then the Lord spoke to Moses saying, and I want you to, when you see the word first, like as in firstborn, I want you to say that with me. Sanctify to me every firstborn, the first, say it again, first offspring of every womb among the sons of Israel, both of man and beast, it belongs to me. Okay, I get it, guys. If I continue to read about the law and read in Exodus, next I'm headed to Leviticus. You're going to start looking up your phone and seeing what's on the agenda for the Gator game at 7 o'clock. I get it. All right. And trust me, I'm trying to bring things closer to 7 o'clock for you Gator fans. But unfortunately, we've had a lot of things happen tonight, and that's probably not going to happen. But we'll get there. But I know those of you who are real Gator fans, like myself, have taped the game. See, that's the where the wisdom comes in. All right, but here's something that we're seeing. Let's look at this and let's just not say, okay, that's Old Testament. What principle is God trying to get across to us in this passage of Scripture? And I got a hint for you. It's in the word first. Exodus 13:12, you shall devote to the Lord the first offspring of every womb and the first offspring of every beast that you own. Males belong to the Lord. The idea we're looking at here, the principle God is showing us, was giving him the first. Giving him the first. Last week we talked about the tithe and blew some of your minds because of what we shared maybe about the tithe, about how New Testament giving is now about doing it out of your heart, joyfully, without restriction of, I don't want to do this, without grudging, saying somebody's making me do this, but I'm giving cheerfully what the Lord has put into my heart. Let me give you for instance. Let me take the idea of first. I believe in this passage of Scripture that the point, that the principle that the Father's trying to get across to us is, I want you to make me first, whether it be in your giving or whether it be in your personal time, whether it be in your resources, whether it be in your gift, whatever it is, he wants to be first. And we need to put him first because the Bible tells us in Romans 8:29 that Jesus is the firstborn among many brethren. Let's read that scripture real quick. God knew, I love this in the Message, it's so good. God knew that what he was doing from the very beginning, he decided from the outset to shape the lives of those who love him along the same lines as the life of his son. The son stands first in the line of humanity he restored. We see the original and intended shape of our lives there in him. Jesus is first, and the principle implies that we must also give him the first part of every part of us. So let's take it back to what we were talking about last week with the tithe, okay? Because I think some of you get a little tilted when we talk about how giving's to be done from your heart. I believe that we're supposed to give God the first and the best of everything. So for me personally, because I want to give cheerfully and out of my heart, and I want to do it according to what the Lord's told me to do, for me, so that I can put him first, I honor the Lord with the first 10%. Now, understand that 10%, it's not about the percentage, guys. That God was never about the, well, you know, the jot and tittle. He's after your heart. And the Bible tells us where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So I'm trying to bring back some of the idea of what we were sharing on last Saturday night without, you know, without just saying we're throwing the tithe out. We're not throwing the tithe out. I'm not throwing the tithe out to say, oh, the tithe's bad. No, the Bible said that the law was good. Actually, the tithe was presented before the law, right? But the idea for me is I honor the Lord there first, and I'm always looking, Father, what do you want me to do? Just this week, God put it in Jennifer and I's heart to do something extremely significant for somebody. I'm not talking about a $100 thing, something extremely significant. Why? Because the Holy Spirit said, you need to, and we said, yes, sir. Because it's all his anyway. So the idea is that we're giving, we're doing our giving out of a heart of gratitude to honor God, not because we're afraid that our dishwasher is going to break. All right? You know, I got to give God. Now, do I tithe on the net or the gross? Now we're just starting to, we're going right back to Jesus said, you know, you tithe off of mint leaves, but you forgot the weightier parts of what I'm trying to get over to you. And so what I'm trying to say to you is that what we do is we give out of a heart of gratitude to honor God and to put him first. See, if last week what I shared or what we said gave, if this was you, and don't tell on yourself, but if this was you going, cool, I don't got to give any of my money, you just missed the entire point. And it's not about the money. It's about giving Jesus the first place in every single thing we do. Yeah.
So also the other thing we were discussing about this is, you know, God gives us all of our gifts and all of our talents. So it's easy for us to recognize, you know, who our source is for everything. And so when you do that, you know, if you are a successful businessman or if you, whatever job you hold, you know, understanding God even gave you the ability and talent to do that, it's you're quick then to honor him with it. Because you know what? You wouldn't even have what you have. We say that all the time. We wouldn't even have what we have if it wasn't for the Lord giving us gifts, talents, that being able to do a job, you know? I don't know. For me, sometimes it just kind of is different for me when, you know, if people have attitudes or things about their jobs, like pride or something like that. Because for us, you just recognize that God gave you those gifts and you're good at that because God gave you those talents, you know? So therefore it's easy just to, it's all yours, God.
Right. Awesome. So the whole point is guys, we're talking about the law first. And that's to honor God first, to put him first. So, and to give out of your heart truly what the Lord's told you to do. And some of you have given very significant things concerning that. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about your gifts, your kindness, your love for one another, your support, that no matter what somebody's going through, that we walk with them. We don't judge them. We walk with them. We love them. And so I just really want to encourage you along those lines that God's called us to live a life of giving. Take money and throw it out the door. That's not what we're talking about right now. A life of giving you. Who is the ultimate giver? Let's even have a specific name. Who is the ultimate giver? Jesus was. And what he said here in this scripture, I think it's so powerful. He said, first of all, he decided from the outset to shape our lives of those who love him along the same lines as the life of his son. So we see right here that we're walking in line with Jesus if we're generous with our gifts, our talents, our kindness, our prayer, You know, when I say to somebody, yep, we got you prayer, we got you covered in prayer, I don't just say that. I actually pray first and then say, hey, we got you covered in prayer. Like I hit y'all this week, by the way, with my new text number. So you know, when I reach out to you and you get it, you are not in a group text. And I said, hey, this is PJ, because last week I said you guys wouldn't know who PJ was, but I told you who PJ was. So this week, hey, it's PJ. And then you are having a direct conversation with me. So just understand, when I reach out to you, even though it's through this system, it's just me and you talking, okay? So just know that. And I do want to make a connection with each and every one of you somehow during the week. And I found that this is the way I can do it, through text. All the millennials say, stop calling me, just text. I know that a lot of you are like, no, I'd rather have a call. But just understand that, know that. But God's called us to live a life of giving of our time, our talent, our treasures, our resources to help people experience Jesus. That's what it's all about. I want to help people experience Jesus. It's not enough to come to church and, wow, those were great songs, or, wow, that was a profound thing you said, but the whole time you never experienced Jesus. I think we should be coming to church experiencing Jesus together, personally. Amen? So the principle of the tithe of the first was to always give him the first part of us in every way. It really wasn't as much about the dollar amount. He did say it was a tithe, a tenth, but it wasn't as much about the dollar amount, because I think people are like, if I don't do blah, 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 then I'm cursed. We've been told that for years. And told that for years. You're cursed. Unless you do A, B, C, you're cursed. So I don't want you to give out of fear. You don't want to give of your life out of fear. Like, oh boy, if I don't give someone love or pray for someone, then God's going to really, you know, just whack me around a little bit. That is not the idea whatsoever. There's three things that we do as we give. First of all, we do it purposeful. Whether it be your time, talent, treasure, resources, it be purposeful. What does that mean? It means that from my heart, I'm doing something that the Lord's told me to do, to help, to be a blessing, to reach out, to be a blessing to those around me. So for me, like with my regular giving to the church, the reason I couldn't do it automated is because it became heartless for me. Now, you could still give automated. I know some of you do that, and still do it from your heart. I'm not saying that. But for me personally, it just became, my heart wasn't in it. And I was wondering, gosh, why are things not just being going so well? And the Lord said, because your heart's not in your giving. Ooh, okay. Well, so I had to make a quick adjustment for that. And I got my heart back in it. And then I don't know, something about, for me, on that part of myself, when I'm writing something out and I'm praying over it and I'm asking God to bless it, it's a purposeful thing. So we want to be purposeful. We want to know from God what he's saying, what he's telling us to do, where he's telling us to spend our resources, whether that be our time, talent, treasure, or resources. The Word of God sets these things in place for us to follow so that we can always focus on making it about my heart. With our Father, it's always been about allowing him to be first in every part of our lives. For God, it's always been about your heart. Things that were in the Old Testament, where he told the people, do it this way and do it exactly that way and do it this way, it was about the people's hearts, not the jot and the tittle and the dot in the I's and crossing the T's. It's about your heart. That's what God's after. He's after your heart. And I believe that there's a simple adjustment and awareness that we can make that'll make a huge difference in our level of peace. So I think that it's important for us to all make those adjustments and be open to what the Holy Spirit would say to us. So I want to do something tonight, if you'll come on up, Haley. I want to do something tonight. I was talking to, Rich and I were talking about this week. When I went to Rhema Bible Training Center back in the 80s. It really makes me old, doesn't it? But I was just a kid, and Kenneth Hagin, wonderful, wonderful man of God that you could just, can't explain it. When you got around him or saw him, you just knew he knew Jesus. It was just one of those things. You just knew. But the thing was, back in those days, nobody ever told us what their relationship with God looked like, how God would speak to them, what was going on. So this is what we all did. Well, I guess I'll never attain to that. Nobody ever shared the intimate part of that. So for me, I think something that we can do is we can take a moment tonight and I can walk you through maybe an exercise so that you can do an inventory of, is Jesus first in every area of your life? You guys good with that? So the closing parts of service, I just want to take you through an exercise so that we can just learn how to open our hearts up. This is what I do. This may not look exactly the same way for everybody because God speaks to and ministers to everybody differently. He always does. But I want to take you through some things so that you can kind of see if this lines up with your heart and hear what the Holy Spirit is saying right now in this moment to you. I grew up in the AG some, and something our youth pastor used to do a lot is he would take us through this exercise and it would just help us to connect with God and he would tell us how. So what I want to do tonight is just want every head bowed, every eye closed. And I'm asking you to allow Jesus in this moment to say to you anything he wants to about your life. Nothing is sacred. Nothing's untouchable. But you can totally trust Jesus with every part of your heart. And tonight, Father, we come to you with a sense of Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxiety. See if there's any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. So that's our heart tonight, Father. We open up our heart wide open to you as best we can to say, speak to us. Show us an area that maybe we haven't made you first. And we do that inventory in our hearts right now with you. Now, what I believe God's going to do for you is he's going to minister to you whatever he wants to say tonight, whether that be he wants to just love you and speak things to your heart or wants to show you an area that maybe he's not first. Now, the way that could come, it could be something you hear in your heart. It could be a feeling or a sense, a deep knowing, like guys, a gut feeling, ladies, like that inward intuition, or something that maybe you see in your mind's eye. But I just want you to take this moment right now and just be like, there's nothing else in this moment but me and Jesus, not the person to my right, the person to my left. Jesus, it's just me and you. I ask you, Lord. Father, there's several people here tonight who maybe don't have something going right in their life, and maybe it hasn't been going right for a while. Would you just be kind enough to just make them aware of any adjustments, any changes that they would need to make, any lies that the enemy has sold them? Would you just speak to their hearts? Oh, thank you, Lord, for doing that. Thank you for touching lives. Thank you for ministering peace. Jesus, we love you. You're so good. We love you, Jesus. We love you. Now, if you're here tonight and maybe you're feeling like, you know what, I just really, really need to just completely surrender and make Jesus first, period, because I haven't even done that. If that's you tonight, man, are you in the right place? I believe God's going to speak to you and minister to you right where you're at. And there's others of you who God's just, He's going to continue to minister to you as you go, and He's going to begin to speak to your heart and show you those areas that He's not first. Not with the idea of anything else, but to get more of His power, blessing, and strength flowing in and through you. So help us tonight, Jesus. Help us to adjust. Help us to make those changes. Speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name. Would you guys just pray this prayer with me for anybody else tonight who wants to pray this prayer? Heavenly Father, I ask you now in the name of Jesus, for Jesus Christ, for to be first in every part of my life. Jesus, I completely surrender to you. My life, because you gave your life. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Well, listen, I'm so glad. I'm serious. I really sense that the Holy Spirit's saying that as you guys go tonight, He's going to begin to speak to you further about this.